having broken the audio up, I'm going to just try and say that I need to get this finished quickly because I don't feel like making 6 or 7 boos because no one's going to listen to this shit. It's about FIFA. No one cares. I've got like 200 followers on Twitter. Maybe 2 of them will listen. Anyway, yeah, while we're on the percentages, I worked out before recording this that I had a shot every 72 seconds and that he only shot every 4 minutes, 240 seconds, that is. And I think that shows the difference in terms of frequency of threat. If you're going to measure how threatening we were in terms of that, no, you're looking at me being 4 times, nearly, see, 3.5 times as threatening as him. And yeah, he's scored 1 more goal than me, you know, a score of 3-2 in his favour. I think, sort of, as someone who knows a lot about computer games, and I don't just mean I've played them a lot, I mean, you know, that's what my degree is in. My degree is computer game technology. You know, games are all about percentages. They're not really random. They're all about what numbers you change and stuff like that. And that's not necessarily something I've learned from uni. That's just something that you observe from looking at games in a different way. But in terms of FIFA, you could analyse their new defending system as reducing the likelihood of successful defences. On FIFA 11, you basically had to hold A, maybe, just basically hold it at the right time. What I used to do is hold A and the jockey button, it wasn't called that then, but it basically meant that you'd stand off them, and then when they got just close enough where they couldn't change direction, then you let go of the jockey button and they'd just tackle him every single time. You're basically 90% guaranteed the tackle, which is very unlikely. You know, the best defenders in the world, Chiellini, Thiago Silva, John Terry, not really John Terry, but you know what I mean. Good tacklers, they aren't going to get 90% of their tackles. They're going to avoid tackling. The best defenders avoid making tackles. They have to make tackles sometimes, but the best defenders don't defend that way. They defend with interceptions, they defend with positioning. So the new FIFA, you know, the new FIFA 12, which isn't really new anymore, addressed that. And so now your likelihood of tackling is not 90% anymore. It's a lot lower. So if you make a tackle at the wrong time, you're completely screwed. But shooting, on the other hand, is still, if you've got a player who plays for a team that's 5 stars, as most players play, as most teams that are 5 stars deserve to be there. I think there's only really, I think that Arsenal, I think a lot of their players are overrated. I think Van Persie is what drags them up to 5 stars. I think for a time, Liverpool 5 stars, and yeah, Suarez is good, but apart from him, there wasn't really a player where you'd think, yeah, that makes sense to have that. Well, Gerrard. Apart from him and Gerrard, that team's like barely 4.5 stars as it is. Juventus are in the same position where their team averages out to roughly 80, but that doesn't mean that they're as good as Barcelona. Barcelona's team roughly averages out to about 85, 86, which it's silly to have Juventus and Barcelona in the same 5-star category. To me, that just doesn't make sense. But in the apart with the exception of, say, Tottenham, Liverpool, maybe Arsenal, and Inter Milan, and Juventus, most players for 5-star teams are going to get it on target every time they shoot. All the forward players are, obviously. Tevez is going to, Aguero's going to, Rooney's going to, and yes, they're good, but they're not perfect. And on this, what they've done is they've made the defenders more realistically, in terms of perfection, they made them more realistically imperfect. But the strikers are still incredibly strong. All FIFA players are very strong, especially certain forwards. Wayne Rooney is far too strong. If you put Vincent Kompany next to him, Wayne Rooney is not going to be able to magically hit his shot perfect. But on FIFA, he does. On FIFA, he's still going to get a really powerful shot on target most of the time. 90% of the time, he's going to get it on target. And usually it's only because of the lack of skill of the player that they end up hitting it in the centre of the goal and it misses, or, well, it doesn't miss, gets saved. You know, if you play against someone really good, they're going to score with Wayne Rooney over and over again because it doesn't really matter what your defender's doing. On to me, that's a fatal flaw of the game where defending's your main feature. It's happening so that it's so imbalanced compared to attacking that you have to be considerably better at defending than you do attacking in order to be equally effective at both disciplines.